dictation for Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Wicher, W-I-C-H-E-R-T, as in today. March 1946, address as a letter, Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 427-8220. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Wicker with acute and chronic renal failure in relation to right-sided renal infarct. Related to thromboemboli coming from the ascending thoracic aortic plaque. Comes accompanied with family member. Remains anticoagulated with Eliquis. Denies any bleeding nose, gums, skin, urine, or stools. Denies abdominal or back pain. Good urine output, good appetite, stable weight, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies smoking, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, no dyspnea, review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Eliquis, blood pressure metoprolol, HCTC. He's not taking Norvas as the discharge summary indicates. He has allergies to statins. For what patient is now on parenteral every 2 weeks, Plaluent, P-L-A-L-U-E-N-T. He has taken this medication before without any problems. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 165, blood pressure 148.80 on the right, 152.76 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, normal speech, mild decreased hearing. Lungs are distant clear, neural wheezes, consolidation, pleural effusion, appears irregular, pulsation 8 feet, but rate less than 90, no pericardial rub. No abdominal tenderness or masses, no costal vertebral angle tenderness, no gross edema, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, blood test from September 28 after discharge, anemia 11.2 with a normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine at 1.4, creatinine repeat on October 6 and also remains at 1.4. Sodium in the low side at 136, a normal potassium acid base. Albumin running in the low side, other liver function tests not elevated, present GFR 49 to stage 3. A normal calcium, corrected for low albumin. Baseline creatinine is around 1.2, 1.3. Next paragraph, CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with IV contrast. Angiogram shows both kidneys a single vessel without stenosis. No pulmonary emboli. The defect on the proximal aorta. A transesophageal echo. Normal ejection fraction, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. A thrombus, which is located 5 centimeters above the aortic valve. there is evidence of atheroma, no evidence of dissection. For the most part, valves within normal limits. Next paragraph, assessment and plan acute and chronic renal failure in relation to thromboembolic episode into the right kidney with renal infarct. Kidney function improved but has not returned to baseline. This appears to be the new steady state. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Clinically not symptomatic with abdominal or flank pain and no gross hematuria. Most recent potassium acid base normal, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office is fair, could be better controlled. Remains anticoagulated on aggressive cholesterol treatment, including parenteral treatment as he is allergic to statins. Continue diabetes management. Watch on the low sodium likely related to the hydrochlorothiazide. Our goal blood pressure should be further down. I would like to see him more in the 130, 135 over 70. For the time being, he is off the Norvasc. Continue to follow with you enter dictation.